You mentioned the case of the Gaon in Hilchus Mila Yoredeya Siman Reish Samach Vav of the Moel who finished his Mila on Shabbos, and now what does he have to do with the Ismail, with the Sakin, which would normally be a Kli Shemalato Le'isur, maybe even Muksamach Maschisar and Kis. And the Gaon says that he's allowed to be Matznia, he can put away the knife exactly wherever he wants. He doesn't have to drop it immediately, even though he doesn't have any other meal on that Shabbos. And he bases himself on a Rabbeinu Yerucham that is quoted by the Beis Yosef, but the Darche Moshe quotes a Ma'aril that it's Osir, and he has to drop the Ismail wherever he is, right after the Mila. And if you take a look at the Taz in Yoredeya Reish Samach Vav, it's clear that according to him, we should assume that this Sakin, which he designates for Mila, for that Shabbos, is not Muksa because he knows going into Shabbos that he's going to have to use this Sakin. He designated it therefore for Mila, and even after Mila, since Ben Hashmashes, it was Omei L'mitzvah, so for Mitzvahs Mila, it's not Muktzah. And we don't apply Milas Katzoi, since going into Shabbos, it was Mukhan and not Muktzah. Many of the poskim reject this Taz, and they say that although it's true that there's no Muktzah this Katzoi in this case, but there's another reason. Right now, it's Osir. It's got to be Muktzah, not because of the migu of Ben Hashmashes, because right now it doesn't the sakin is not omed, it's not roy for any tashmish whatsoever. There are those who say that even at the time of the meal it's really muktzah, just it's included in the halach that meal is docha Shabbos. But in any event, what we have here is a question about muktzah that you have in your hand. Are you allowed to continue holding on to it once it's in your hand? Now, if we look in Hilchus Muktzah in Or HaChaim Siman Shin Lamed Aleph, the Magen Avraham holds, like the Heter of Rabbeinu Yerucham that we mentioned earlier, the Muktzah is in your hands, you're allowed to continue, and after the Mila, decide where you want to put it down. And this is also based on the opinion of one of the Rishonim, the Aguda, that even though this is full-fledged Muktzah, it's Muktzah Machmas Chisar and Kis, once it's in his hands, he doesn't have to throw it off, he can put it, continue carrying it and putting it whatever he likes. However, the Gaon here, in Or HaChaim, disagrees, and he holds like the Ma'aril, that you have to drop the Sakin immediately. Not what appears to be his own psak halacha in Hilchus Mila, where he accepts the shita of the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Here in Or HaChaim he writes afagav degabi malachto, degabi malachto leisur, even though with regard to eklisha malachto leisur metaltalo letzarch makomo v'mutal atznio. So he makes this distinction between klisha malachta le'isur, where once it's in your hand you're allowed to put it down wherever you like, as opposed to muktzah, like in the case of the Ismail shel Mila, which is muktzah machmas chisar and kisveraya mimasha omru besof perek beis the Shabbos taflam and hey the dafka beklisha malachta le'isur shena muktzah. We only apply this principle. So it seems from the Gra that there's a fundamental difference between Muktzah. When I say Muktzah, I mean full-fledged Muktzah, like Klisha Malach, like Muktzah Machmas Kisar and Kis, as opposed to Klisha Malach Talisar. The Heter of Tiltal Muktzah, when it's in his hands, only applies to Klisha Malach Talisar. That's not Muktzah. That's Gzeres Kalin. And the Gaon there, he invokes all the classical proofs that Klisha Malach Talisa is not Muktzah, you're allowed to be Metaltal Tzark Guful Tzark Makomo. Also, the Gzeres Kalim, as far as Tilta is concerned, implies that even Shalol Tzark Hayom, And in a klishim latul iser, you're not allowed to be metaltul at mechama litzel. That's considered a tiltul litzorch mochar, and not litzorch hayom, not litzorch Shabbos. In any event, many different rayas that he adduces here to prove that klishim latul iser is not to be identified with mukta. And the Gaon writes, Ubraisa desham ukmu kirabi Nechemia. The Gemara asked the stira from three different brises about the status of a shofar and a chatzotzer on Shabbos, and the Gemara answers that one brisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the other Rabbi Shimon, and the third of Rabbi Nechemia. Now, according to Tosfos and most Rishonim, and the Gaon accepts this, when it says metaltalin, and that is a heter in shofar, and possibly, according to one brice, even in chatzotzros, that's not a heter of tiltal straight across the board, but rather it's letzorch gufo, letzorch makomo. It does not include mechama litzel, because shofar is a klishim latol iser, and therefore when it says in the brice, it ought to be metaltal, the shofar, it must mean letzorch gufo, letzorch makomo. And when the Gemara says that the brisa that allows tiltul in both shofar and chatzotzis, that reflects the shita of Rav Shimon, that's as far as gufa makomo and eklishim lakal iser. According to Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, in the case of chatzotzra, which is almost exclusively dedicated for music, it doesn't have the other use that a shofar has of legabe amos atinok, there the tkia, since it's the only function, makes, according to Rabbi Yehuda, makes the chatzotzer into mukta machmas gufo. Shofar remains a klishim lachtali isa, as we said before, it has other functions, which are mutter. And therefore, in the case of a shofar, you're allowed to move the shofar l'tzok gufo l'tzok makomo. According to Rabbi Nechemia, even the shofar is mukta machmas gufo, because he doesn't allow the gambeh amos atinik, he only allows tashmish amiyuchad lo. So Tosi asks the following question. Why did the Gemara ask a stira amongst these brises, that which shofar is metalt, that's only tzorch gufo, tzorch makomo? And the Gemara posits that as a stira to Chazan HaKnesses, who's allowed to be mamshich, he allows to continue being metalt to the shofar, in order that it shouldn't be stolen, to put it away. That's mechama litzel, and therefore, in the parallel cases, namely where shofar is mutter in tiltul, then the Chazan HaKnesses allowed to be mamshich b'metaltul is shofar, because if it's a case of chama litzel, then even the Chazan would be osur, and that reflects what it says in shofar, that you're allowed to be metaltul shofar. That's only tzok guful tzok makomo. So both the case of the brisa shofar that allows tiltul, and the case of the Chazan HaKnesses, that he's going to put it away in a place where he just protects it, and therefore it's also to do such a thing. That's chama litzel. Both shofar and the Chazan HaKnesses are identical. So why the Gemara ask a stira? And Tosfos answers that the whole kasha was from the lashon of brisa. The brisa by Chazan HaKnesses says, "Lefishein metaltalin lo es hashofar velo es hachatzotzos," which implied that there was no tiltal at all, not even l'tzok gufo l'tzok makoma. So the Gaon writes that this answer of Tosfos is dochuk, because the brisa says l'fishein metaltalin lo es hashofar velo es hachatzotzos. What explanation, even according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, who allow moving a shofar, you're not allowed to be metaltal a shofar if it's a Torah, unless it's mitzorah gufo l'tzorah makomo. So the Gaon explains, based on his assumption, that the mukta that was in the hands of the Chazan HaKnesses, if we would assume that the status of a shofar is only that of a klishim latol isur, then since the Chazan HaKnesset has already the shofar in his hand, which he blew in order to initiate Shabbos, then why do we have to be Masakin Lo Mokom? And on that, the Braisa says that the reason why we have to be Masakin Lo Mokom is because it's Muktzah Machmas Gufo. And the Gemara asks, well, what are we going to do with the Braisa? The Braisa says, hey, Metaltalin. And the answer has to be that we have to introduce Rav Nechemia, who holds that shofar is a Muktzah Machmas Gufo. So when the Chazon Ish says, as we mentioned in the last shiur on this topic, that according to the Gaon Hilchos Muktzah, he's cholik on the Aguda in the case of Kis Shel Mos, that's not because he was maskil be'isur, or he was maskil be'heter, but rather chilik was, are we talking about Gzeris Muktzah, or are we talking about Gzeris Kalim? Then if we're talking about Gzeris Muktzah, then you're not allowed to be Mamshich, even if you started Beheta, like the case of Sakin, Shalmila. But if we're talking about the Gzeris of Kalim, you're allowed to be Mamshich, even if he started Be'isur, like the case of Chazan HaKnesses, which we said again immediately with the inception of Shabbos, it's already considered Isur. And the Mishnah Berurah, when he quotes the Gra, and Lechorah, there's a steer in the Gra itself, because in Aruch Chaim he writes that we should be machalik between whether he's Hiskel B'Isur or Hiskel B'Heter. Here's the language of the Gra, and the Gra says, V'lo nireh t'shom ascholas ha-tiltul B'Heter, v'chol ha-tiltul B'Heter, ma-sheikin ho-cho she-B'Isur. So in a sense, there's no claim or argument against the Mishnah Berurah. He's basically quoting the Gaon in Aruch Chaim. The Gaon in Aruch Chaim does seem to postulate clearly the distinction between Hiskel B'Isur and Hiskel B'Heter. And the Chazon Ish, if you recall, objected to the presentation of the Mishnah Berurah, but that is accurate, reflecting the Gaon in Aruch Chaim. But perhaps there's a stira here in simply what we call cheshbon poshut, the calculation. The Gemara says in two places, and the Gra quotes these Gemaras. Number one, in the case of shofar at the end of the second perek of Bamei Madlikin, and the Gaon in Aruch Chaim proves that when you start at the Isur, you're not allowed to be Mamshich. In Yoredeya, he says, that Muktzah Machmas Gufo is also a Hamshich, implying that there's no proof to either side. So, in other words, the Gaon here is difficult. And perhaps, you know, the depth behind the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Samach Vav, he quotes the Ramah, who in turn quotes the Aguda, that you're allowed to be Mamshech in the case of Arniki and put it down wherever you want. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gaon, who says that it was only in the case of Hiskel Beheter are you allowed to continue. And before that, he brings Achronim who argue against the Ramah, and they hold that there is no Het in the case of Arniki. And it could be that that's referring to Kli Shem Lachtalisa, not to Muktzah. Because you take a look in the Shaar Tzion there, in Siman Reish Samach Vav, he explains that what he had in mind in the Mishnah Berurah is the Evan Ozer and the Derech HaChaim and the Nesivos. And even though he combines the two together, the differences between the two, the Nesivos makes a distinction between Muktzah Machmas Gufo, which is Asur, as opposed to Klishim Lachlisa, which is Mutter, even though it was a case of Hiskel B'Isur. The Evan Ozer, on the other hand, says you need both. You have to have both a Klishim Lachlisa and Hiskel B'Heter. It's only when you have those two conditions that we let you continue and put it down wherever you like. Because the Evan Ozer, understands that according to Rav Nechemia, a kli, even if it's a kli shemalachta leheter is only allowed to be moved with tzorach shimush hamiyuchad lo, or perhaps according to Rava Litzorach Makomo as well. Tosus on Daf Lamed Vav asks, in the name of Rav Shimon Azokin, why do you allow tzorach makoma? That's not shimush hamiyuchad lo. And Rabbeinu Tam comes forward with his explanation that Litzorach Makomo is just the Gemar Shimush Haragil. It's all part of Litzorach Gufo. It's an extension of Litzorach Gufo. Because if you're not going to allow him to put it back after he finishes using it, he won't be able to use it. He won't want to use it at all. But it's all included in the head to Litzorach Gufo. So therefore, according to Evan Oza, you need two conditions here, Litevusa. Number one, if it's mukta, then they were never matted till Litzorach Makoma. And even in the case of Klisha Malakta Le'isur, if he picks it up Le'isur, then it's not fair to say that the Litzorach Makoma afterwards, when he wants to put it down, is part of the original Heter Litzorach Gufo, because in this case there was no Heter Litzorach Gufo, because when he picked up the Kli, it wasn't Litzorach Gufo. So how can we allow Litzorach Makoma? That's going to be the Evan Oza. The Nesivas holds that Kli Shemalachta Le'isur, even if you picked it up Be'isur, you're allowed to continue carrying it. The Chazon Ish we mentioned at the end of last year has a very strange take on this Heter of the Nesivas. He wants to say that since it's a Heter Litzorach Makoma in Kli Shemalachta Le'isur, then every second that you're holding it in your hand, wherever you put it down, it's Litzorach Makoma. In other words, the Tofes Lo is HaKli B'Yad, the fact that he's holding on to the Kli in his hand, that's considered a Litzorach Makoma Lefi Shah for that moment. But anyway, getting back to the Aguda that we mentioned before, who was Mater even Mukta Gomur, even though you were no-till B'Isur, so you have two strikes against you. And why were they matir? You're going to have to say the tiltul mukta is only when he's misasik b'mukta. But if he already picked it up, that's not called misasik b'mukta, meaning the violation of mukta starts with picking up the object. Now again, the agudu is matir even though it was tarti l'rei, so the Amenozer was matir only if it's tarti l'tevusa, and the sivas wants to explain that all you need is chadol etivusa, which means you just need a case of klisha malakta le'isa. And the Gaon apparently holds like the Evan Ozer, and you need two things letevusa. But on this havana, it would seem that there's a different reason for it. If you look in the Gaon in Yoredeya, his distinction is between mukta and kalim, as we discussed before. And the Gaon doesn't really explain what makes the difference, what difference it makes, shall we say, to the case of Odena B'yada. Why should mukta, which is already in his hand, even if it's mukta gomor, why is it also to be mamshich? And in the case of Kalisha Malakta Lisa, why is it Mutta B'Mamshech? But perhaps if you read the Gaon carefully, in Sima Reish Samach Vav, the Gaon writes that a Kalisha Malakta Lisa, about which there's a heter of once you pick it up to continue carrying it, is once he picked it up a heter, the tiltul remains a tiltul beheter. In other words, the entire nature of the tiltul is nigrar, is dragged along by the tchilas atiltul. And therefore, Hilchos Mili writes that klisha malachta le'isur, once he's metaltul litzorech, he's allowed to continue and put it down wherever he likes. So take, for example, if the Izvil Shel Mila would be classified, which it's not, but if it would be classified, it's Kli Shemalachta Le'isur, once you pick it up, you're allowed to continue going with it. Why? Because the original lifting it up was Beheter, and that Tiltul Beheter status extends and continues as long as it's in his hand. And Gzeres Kelim, and the reason for this is because when we talk about Klishim Lachlis and the Gzeres Kelim, the Iser is on Tiltul Shelo Litzarch Hayom. But if he started the Tiltul Litzarch Hayom, then all the Tiltul is Nigrar Achas Chola, and therefore since it was Maschil Beheter, his Mutter, it's considered Litzarch Hayom. And he is allowed to put it down wherever he likes. Now we mentioned that the Gzeres Mukta is implicit in the pasuk Veichinu Es Asher Yaviu. The Gzeres Kelim, on the other hand, is an Isa because it's Eino Litzarch Hayom. And therefore we can begin to understand this fundamental difference between the Gzeres of Mukta, which is an Isa Hefta, and the Gzeres of Kelim, which is only an Isa Gavra. According to the Gaon, in the case of the Gzeres Kelim, a Kli is not Mukta, there's no din in the Hefta, and it's only an Isa Gavra of Tiltul, and not to use it and benefit from it. But in the case of Gzeres Kelim, which is not an Isa Hefta, because a Kli Shemata Leheter is also a Taltul Shalol Tzor Klal, even though for sure there's no Isa Hefta in a Kli Shemata Leheter, but rather it's an Isa Gavra, not to do a Pulas Tiltul, which is not Litzor Chayom, and every Kli depending upon the circumstances and the details of that Kli. In any event, it's clear from the Gaon in Sima Reish Samach Vav that when he mentions the case of Shofar, it's considered Hiskel B'Isur. In the Evan Ozer, he writes that Pashtus is Shofar is Hiskel B'Heter because he started before Shabbos. The Gaon in Hilchos Milah writes that the problem with Shofar, according to Rav Nechemiah, is because of Gzeras Mukta. Whereas according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, in the worst case scenario, we have Kli Shemalach Talisa, which is Mutal, Tuk Goful, Tuk Makomo. And there we're going to say, once it's in your hand, you're allowed to continue. But it comes out that, according to the Gaon, as we mentioned before, you need two things with Tevusa. It's got to be, number one, a Kli Shemalach Talisa, and it's got to be Hiskil Tiltulo Beheter, and therefore the entire Tiltul's Nigrar, boss of the original Tiltul. And therefore, the Gaon insists it's got to be Hiskel Beheter. But then the question is, how does the Gaon write, therefore, in the case of Shofar, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, it's Mutal Hamshich? The Gaon just said that once it's Hiskel Beiser, you can't be Mamshich. And the Brice of the Shofar, Pasha, is talking about a case of Hiskel Beiser. But rather, perhaps, it means that a shofar, in the case of the Chazan HaKnesses at least, is considered Hiskel Beheter. Again, would somebody argue that the case of the Chazan HaKnesses is Hiskel Beisur? Perhaps that itself would be dependent upon the Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and of course Rabbi Nechemiah. According to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, it's a Kli Shemalach Talisur, and it only comes under the Gzeir of Kalim, and therefore it's always considered Hiskel Beheter. But if Shofar is Mukta Machmas Gufo, going to Rav Nechemiah, that makes it Hiskel B'Isur. And the reason for that is because the distinction between these two Gzeros, Gzeres Kelim on the one end, and Mukta on the other, Gzeres Kelim being an Isur Gavra, Mukta being an Isur Hefta, therefore, when we enter into Shabbos, according to Rav Nechemiah, it's considered as if it's Omeid Im Chefetz Mukta B'Yado. At the very second that Shabbos enters, he's holding on to Mukta. And therefore, every moment that passes, he's got an Isa Cheft of Tiltul. What are you going to tell me that the Gavra picked it up before Shabbos entered? The Isa doesn't depend upon the Gavra, but rather on the Cheft. According to Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon, the Isa of Shofar is Gzeres Kelim, and therefore the Shofar was not also the Tiltul, but rather it's also the Adol Taltil Shalol Litzarch Hayom in the Gavra. And there we could say that the Sof Tiltul is Nigrar Achar Tchilos. So when the Isur is an Isur Cheft, like in the case of Mukta, Machmas Gufo, according to Rav Nechemiah, every moment that he's holding on to the Cheft of the Isura, this Mukta, it's a continuous Isur. If it was on the Gavra, you could say, well, the Gavra had rights to pick it up before Shabbos. So at the end of the day, there's no contradiction here in the Gaon. You know, if you add the words of the Gaon in Yoredei, and you integrate them with his presentation in Or Chaim, then we begin to see one unified, solid picture without any contradictions. The Gaon based himself on the sugya in Shabbos Lamed Hei with regard to shofar, that according to Rav Nechemi, it's muktzeh machmas gufo, and it's, therefore it's also a hamshich, and that's considered always by definition a hischil b'isur, because of the heft of the surah that we discussed before. So at the end of the day, if he's metaltel from place to place once it's in his hands, that's because the isur is on the gavra, and that doesn't apply in the case of muktzeh machmas gufo. Only with regard to a kli shemlachta leheter, I'm sorry, a kli shemlachta leiser, which is included in Xeris Kalim as an iser tilta on the gavra, then we could say sofo nigra boso tchiloso, and therefore going to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, since it was a tchilas heter, as far as the gavra is concerned, we can be mamshich that state of tiltal shel heter even beyond into Shabbos itself. But according to Rabbi Nechemia, when it becomes muktzeh machmas gufo, then it's always considered Hiskel B'Isa because he's got a Heftzid Isur in his hand, and that generates an Isa Tiltal as we go along. So therefore, in the Sakin Shel Mila case, even though technically it was Hiskel B'Litaltal or B'Heter, of course, but nevertheless, if now with the termination, the completion of his Mila becomes a Heftzid Isur of Muktzah, it doesn't matter that it was his Haskola B'Heter. That's irrelevant in the case of Muktzah. The Isur here is not on the Gavra, but on the Chefta, and therefore we're not going to be able to say, well, the Gavra was Maskel B'Isur. Now, La'aloch, in the case of Arniki, the Eben Ozer writes, and also the Nesivis, that he can continue being metaltal it, even though the Mos are Mukta Machmas Gufo. And the answer is, he wants to be metaltal the Arniki and not the Mos. And you'll ask why. The answer is the Arniki has a status of a kli shemlachta leisur, which is a result of the fact that it was miyuchad lemos, and therefore the Arniki is not a basis, because we're talking about shachach, and therefore by being metal to the Arniki and agav the Arniki, the kesef that's in the Arniki. Well, the Arniki is allowed to be metaltal because there's a heter, it's considered hischil beheter. And why is that called hischil beheter? I guess because he started carrying it on Erev Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish asks, the Arniki is certainly a basis, and there's no heter of shachach, because shachach only applies when you put something down on a basis without realizing that it's on the basis. Here, he's very interested in putting the mos in the Arniki, and the Arniki should be his basis for the mos. Again, it was shachach, but you can't deny that it's a basis. And the Chazon Ish further asks, here, Kevon Shema'unya v'kesev lo b'Arniki, he's really interested more in the kesev than the Arniki, therefore, the tiltal, it relates to the kesef in the Arniki. Perhaps, again, as we mentioned last time, we can differentiate between a kiss that's sewed in as part of the beged itself, or part of the shirt, as opposed to a kiss of a, let's say, which is added and sewed on. Like, for example, very often the case of slacks, what they do is they add on a kiss as opposed to the pocket of a shirt, which is part of the original manufacture of the shirt itself. Now, we discussed the case of Shivrei Kalim in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Dalid Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, "Call a Kalim," and he told him the Shabbat Shivreim, and he told him, "Mimoyim milvachi osim mimoyim melacha." And the Mishnah then records the Machlokas Tanoim, Rabbi Yudin Chachamim, whether it has to be Meim Melachta Rishona or not. Now the Rambam in Perek Chaf Hei Halacha Yud Beis and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Ches Sif Vav both paskin like the Tanakama against Rabbi Yehuda, and the Prima Gadim is Medayik in the Lashon HaMishnah. It says Kol HaKelim HaNitolim B'Shavis Shivrem Nitolim Imoy Mashma. The heter is because the Kli Atzmo is Nital B'Shavis. And that could be the exclusion of a Kli Shem Latal Iser. That if a Kli Shem Latal Iser is Nishbar, it breaks, then the Shivrei HaKelim cannot be better than the Kli itself, the original Kli. And therefore you're not leaving Metaltal it unless it's a Tzarkuv Tzark Makoma, but not Mitchamal itself. And that which the Mishnah is Matir in our case, Legamre, that's because it was Shivrei HaKelim of a Kli Shem Latal Iser. But the Prima Gadim changes his mind, he withdraws his original position, he says that even in a case of Kli Shem Latal Iser, once it breaks, and now the Shvarim could be used for a Malacha to cover up a something or other, then its din goes back to be Kli Shem Latal Iser Gomor. So this is an interesting quiz question. How do you get a Kli Shem Latal Iser that transforms itself into a Kli Shem Latal Iser? The answer is if it breaks. Now the Prima Gadim, when we discussed, if you recall, Kli Shem Latal Iser, is there a din of Migudis Katzoy Lebein Hashmoshes in Kli Shem Latal Iser? For example, if in the middle of Shabbos the vessel, the utensil ceases to be designated for Iser, now we redirect its purpose for Heter. So would we be allowed to mentalize it midway in the middle of Shabbos if going into Shabbos it was considered a Kli Shem Latal Iser? We know that the principle of Migudis Katzoy applies to Muktzah, does apply as well to a Kli Shem Latal Iser. And the Prima Gadim concludes that there is no din of Migudis Katzoy in the case of a Kli Shem Latal Iser. It's only a Muktzah Halacha. And he proves it from the Rambam in Perek Chaf Vav, Halacha Vav, in the case of Shivrei Tanur, that you're allowed to be metaltal them, and they have the status of a Kli Shem Latal Leheter. It seems explicitly that Tanur, which going into Shabbos was a Kli Shem Latal Iser, now after Shvira changes its status, transforms its personality, it becomes a Kli Shem Latal Leheter insofar as the Shvarim, the broken charts, are Ra'ui for Meleches Heter. And therefore you can be metaltal them as a Kli Shem Latal Leheter. We see from the Rambam that Shivrei Tanur have the status of a Kli Shem Latal Leheter, even though going into Shabbos clearly it was a Kli Shem Latal Leisur. And the answer to this is that there's no principle, the principle of Migu Diskatzoy does not apply in the case of Kli Shem Latal Leisur. And this makes sense according to the Gaon that we mentioned. And this might be Rishonim besides the Gaon, that the Iser Tilt of Kli Shem Latal Iser is nothing is nothing more than Xeris Mukta. It's not Xeris Mukta, it's nothing more than Xeris Kalim. In the former case of Xeris Mukta, we're talking about Veichinu Asher Yaviu, and the first moment of Bein HaShmoshes determines whether there's Hachana or not, and therefore we apply the principle of Migus Katzoi. But in the case of Xeris Kalim, which is not because of a Chisar and Hachana, and therefore technically there's no Isa Muksa in Kalim, so the first moment is not Kovea, but rather every moment is judged, we deal with on its own. And the Gaon in Yoredeya, as we saw earlier in the Xeris Mukta, he holds that the Xeris on the Heft itself, and there's a Chalushem Mukta that generates an Isa Heft of Isra Chila and an Isa Shimush, Tiltal, but Xeris Kalim is not a din in the Hefta, it's only a din in the Gavra that he shouldn't be Metaltel, any Kli for that matter, even a Kli of Latal Aheta Gomor if it's Shalol Tzor Klal. And all that has to do with the separate Isa Gavra of Isa Tiltal Shalol Tzor Klal. When it's Malatol Iser, then Shalol Tzorach is considered Shalol Tzor Klal. That generates and engenders an Isa Tiltal. So the Gzeres Muktzah is a din in the Chefza. And there was no Achana on Erev Shabbos, and therefore we apply the principle of Migudus Katsoy. But in the case of Gzeres Kalim, like Kli Shematali Iser, there's no Chalos in the Kli itself as a Chefza, but rather it's a din in the Gavra. Not to do a Maisa Tiltal if it's Shalol Tzor Chayom. Once it's Nishbar, and the Moloch that the Shever, the broken piece, can be used for is Heter, therefore the Tiltal now becomes a Tiltal Shor Shabbos. So there's no problem with Migud Iskatsoi here. Originally, your Tiltal going into Shabbos was Shalol Tzor Shabbos, now it becomes a Tiltal Tzor Shabbos. You're using it for some sort of Shimush. And this is what the Rambam would hold in the case of a matateh shenimtza b'makom shelo mitzurof. In other words, you don't have any shayish on the floor and you don't use this broom because it's going to make gumos and violate various malachos and so forth. So what's the status of this matateh? Is it mukta? Or shall we say no? It's really mukta. It's really not mukta. It's a kli, but it's only a kli shemalachto le'isur. Or do we go even further? As we said before, that once he designates it specifically for something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, it becomes mukta. And again, it could be elsewhere. If it was located in a different place, it would have a function. But here, that you have no ritzpah, therefore it becomes unfit for any use. And there are Rishon in the Ritva and the Ran who hold that in the case of Madocha, that even though entering into Shabbos there was no Shum, but if somehow they were Machnis Shum into the Madocha on Shabbos itself, it becomes a Klishim Lat Leheter. And there's no Iser Tiltal of Klishim Lat Leheter as a result of Haktzol Adas. There was no Haktzol Adas. It was just simply Gzeres Kalim, that you're not living in Taltel, a Kli Shalol Tzorach, and if it's not Litzorach Guf, Litzorach Mekoma, then it's Shalol Tzorach, and therefore we don't say Migud Iskatzoy in this case, as we discussed earlier. Now, when the Mishnah says Kol HaKalim HaNitolim B'Shabbos, which comes to exclude kelim that are einam nitolim b'Shabbos. So the Pimagonim says that einam nitolim b'Shabbos is a reference to mukta. For example, mukta machmas chisaron kis, like a sack in shel milo, if it breaks in the middle of Shabbos, the shvarim, even if they're ru'uyim aleches heti, and alevim etalflim because of the migus katsoy, since it's mukta gomor. But had it been a klishim latalisa, we would say that now that it's broken and you could use it for heter, it's not also a tiltal, and the original ben hashmashes situation is irrelevant. There's no migu in the case of klishim latalisa, and the Mogen Avraham actually seems to prove this point from the case of dalsos habayis, which he had at the beginning of this parak. That Iyas Parku, if they came apart, also Taltalim, why? Because it's not Minam Muchan. And the Mogen Avraham says that Adelis Habayis, Shaloya Omid L'Shimush, it doesn't have any function. Lo Mahani Mashis Parek Lahatiro B'Shimush. You're not going to say that now it came apart and we can find a function for it. And the same thing applies to Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. So we see clearly that in the case of Mukta Mamish, we don't apply the principle of now it became Mutal Shimush in the middle of Shabbos. We always have to face the principle of Migud Iskatzoy. Now Rav Kivahegan and the Gilyan on Shulchan Aruch, and the Chazanish also in Siv Mem Gimel, they say that Dalsos Habayis is Parku, and you're not going to be Metaltal, and that's not Bidin Migud Iskatzoy. What is the Magen Avraham invoking the principle of Migud Iskatzoy? Tosus makes it clear on Kuf Chav Beis that even if it was Misparik on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to be Metaltalim. And the reason for that is because Tlasos are not called Shivrei Kalim. You know, Shivrei Kelim, you could say, what do you do with it? So you could create it some sort of a function to cover a lid or whatever you do with it. But in the case of Dlosos, that's not called Shivrei Kelim. It doesn't lose its original status as a Delos. And therefore, if we had a case of Kelim that broke, not the case of Dalsos, then we could talk about Shivrei Kelim, and now it becomes like a cliche of Lach Lehetta. But in the case of Dalsos, that are designated if they were removed to be reattached, L'schaber L'Kli, or L'Bayis, I should say, then it doesn't lose its status or its name, its personality as a Delos, and it's still considered Mechuber L'Bayis. And therefore, the Tanakamu's Mekil in Tiltil Shivrei Kelim, that's only if they're Roy L'Malach. If it's not Roy for any Malach, it becomes Mukta Gomor. But if he can cover over even a smaller vessel, let's talk about a case of a covering, a lid, that's detached now, and I don't care whether it was detached on Erev Shabbos or it fell apart on Shabbos, you'll have to be metaltlet even if it's Eino Royal Shemalach. And the reason for that is because it still maintains its status as part of the Kli. But if that be the case, how does the Mogen Avraham make the equation, the analogy between Shivrei Kelim and Dlosos? They're very different one from the other. And Dlosos does not have a shame Kli, it really has a shame bias, and it's like Mechuba Lekarka. And therefore, even if the Deles was detached from the bias before Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back on. But there's no din of migu this katsoi. Why? Because it's mechubar aleha, and it would be mukta only because of the isur binyan. Because to attach it as something that's it onto something that's mechubar lekarka, that would be bona. But let's say, for example, the yadit, you know, the handle of a kli katan, and you want to use that handle as a coverlid, then even if it's not ruil shimush, is kolshkeni asidim lachzir motzoi shavu shem kli ale umutul taltul mishum dini muktzah. So we can really remove the din of muktzah here because it's designated to be replaced and reattached after Shabbos is over. It has a shame kli, therefore, and therefore you're allowed to be metaltel. So how did the Mogen Avraham compare mukta machmas chisar and kiss that broke before Shabbos and it's now Shivrei Kelim and it doesn't have its original name on it, and if it can be used for some halachas heter, then it's not even a kli shemalach l'isur? And if you want to analyze this from the perspective of Migus Katsoi, the Mogen Avraham is right in Svara, but his analogy, his proof from the case of Dlosos Habayis is very difficult. There it's Shmo Olav even after Shvira. Okay. Now, what I want to discuss with you a little bit is about Pesach. After all, you know, we do have just a week and change till Chag HaPesach. So if you take a look here at the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Aleph, there's a story about a Nochri who came in front of Shammai and he asked, how many Torahs do you have? And Shammai responded, we have two, the Torah Shebichsav, the Torah Shebalpeh. So he says to him, Shebichsav anima mincha, I accept you as far as the Torah Shebichsav, Shebalpeh anima mincha. and Gairuni al Menashe Talmideini Torah b'Chsav. I'll only accept Torah b'Chsav, accept me as a ger. So Beit Shammai Garbo v'Otzio ben Azifi threw him out. He came in front of Hillel and Gaire, and he was Megayer. Yom Kama Omale Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet L'Mochar Apichle. The next day, he switched it around. Omalei va'esmo lo amartali ochi. He said something different yesterday. Omalei lav olai didikam kosamchis dalpe nami somuch olai. And he wanted him to rely on him even as far as the Torah Shebal Peh is concerned. Now, we had mentioned in a previous shiur about Pesach, you may recall, that the concept of the Gula Asida is a very central one, and we got up to Rabbi Kivega. We didn't mention Rabbi Kivega. He wants to know in the drasha ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says, "Kol yemei chayecha, even lelos." According to the drasha of the Chachamim, the kol yemei chayecha is coming lahavi limos hamashiach. It's very interesting that Nagoda, the Baal Agoda, quotes both of these opinions. So Madua, why in the Drasha Ben Zoma does the Tana say Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos? He doesn't say Lohavi Halelos, but in the Drasha the Chachamim Kol Yemei Chayecha Lohavi Limos HaMashiach. What's the emphasis on Lohavi? So Rabbi Kivega says that if you take a look in the Gemara in Brachas Yudbeis HaMidbeis, at the end of the first parak, it says, "Tanya, Omer lehem ben Zoma lechachamim v'chima azkirim yitzias Mitzrayim limos hamashiach v'lo kvar nemar hine yomim boim." One second, I misplaced. Hine yomim boim niyum Hashem, v'lo yomru od chay Hashem, asher hela es bnei Yisrael mi'etzran ki im chay Hashem asher hela, v'asher hevi es zera beis Yisrael mi'etz tzfono mi'chol arotz asher yidachtum shom. So Ben Zoma asks the question, how can you possibly formulate this halach that there'll be Hazkaras Yitzis Mitzrayim even Limos HaMashiach? The Pasuk says, no. Hine Yomim Boim, during the time of the Mashiach, Lo Yomru Od Asher Hela Hashem Asher Hela Spnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Omru Lo Lo Sheteyok Yitzis Mitzrayim Komen. The Torah, the Pasuk doesn't mean to indicate that Yitzis Mitzrayim will be completely forgotten and completely on the mind. Ela shetei shivud malchus ikar v'yitzis shayim tofel. That relative to the ultimate geula, the geula of Mitzrayim will be secondary. And Rabbi Kivega wanted to suggest that that's where the Chacham means lahavi limos hamashiach. In other words, yitzis Mitzrayim will be mentioned in the future, but not as an ikar, it'll be a tofel. That's lahavi. It's secondary to shivud malchus. There's another possible answer here in the name of Rav Yaakov Meir Padova, and he quotes the Maral Prague, that we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Noros in Mitzrayim after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eternal God, does these Maisim Noroim v'Noraos of Heim Nitzchim. These also have an element of Netzach to them. So therefore, Maisim that were done in Mitzrayim were not done just for that moment in time, that crossroads. It was Nitzri. It had a certain eternal element to it. Why? Because whatever happened in Mitzrayim becomes the source, the makar for all the Golios and for all ultimate Geulos. And we're waiting anxiously for that Geula. And that's what it means. Hodol Hashem Ki Tov, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing chesed, but his chesed is li'olam va'ed. And that's what it means, la'havi li'mos ha-mashiach, that Geulas Mitzrayim would serve the function of la'havi li'mos ha-mashiach. It's going to bring us to Mashiach, meaning the same miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim become eternal miracles, and they will come about and we'll perceive them again in the future. Now, as you know, Rabbeinu Bechai has a sefer called Kana Kemach, and he discusses Ner Chanukah, he discusses Sukkah, and in his discussion for Ner Chanukah, he writes that Kabbalah bi'adenu sha'ge'ula asida shetiyah b'dimyon le'ge'ulas Mitzrayim. And just like we find in Kriyas Yamsuf at the time of Geulas Mitzrayim, so too we'll find the ultimate Geula. And it says, Vehechrim Hashem es loshon yam Mitzrayim vehenif yodu al anor biyam rucho vahoysa mesilu l'shar amo asher asher yishoyer me'ashur kasher hoysa l'Yisrael biyom alosu Mitzrayim. This is all testimony that the ultimate Geula HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give the Yam a derech. In other words, there'll be a way through the Yam, just like it happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it says, Kasha Shoma leMitzrayim Yachilu Kishma Tzur. Again, a dimyon between Geulas Mitzrayim and the Geula Asida Tzur is Malchus Edom, and it's Chaser, and therefore it says Tsar without the Vav, and Darsh Chazal called Tsar Shevimikra Chaser Vav, the Malchus Arashok Akosim Edav, called Tsur, Mole Betsur, Hamedina Akosim Edav, Kshem Shabbat Sinu Bimoshe, Hamoshia Harishon, Shegad Loso, Bas Shegidalto, Basio Bas Paro, Betoch, Palterin Shalom, Misham Yotza, Bechrivo. In other words, God destroyed the palace of Paro, and it says, V'otzi Eish Mitochacha, Hiacholchoscha. So too came Timsel Moshiach Achron, she's called Mehrimenu, Shu Osid Lotzeis Mitoch, Metropolin Shal Romi Umachriva. Wow, that's heavy. And who she nisnabe Yishayo Shom Yire Egel Vishom Yarbitz Vichala Sifeha Vikola Sifeha. Al King Shanakhtu Begolus Roylon Lisbol Atsoras Hamisrag Shos Olenu Lispaula Kodesh Baruch Hu Shiyitin Lanu Koach Lisavlon Vishiyah Bitchonenu Bo Shakola Tovaso. As it says in Chazal, Tzadikim Tchilos and Yisur V'Sof and Shalva V'Roy Lanu Loses El Ibeinu Ki Ima Kodesh Baruch Hu Katzaf Olenu Begolus Lo Mastonu Shekein Eida Torah V'Afgam B'Zos V'Yosem Yeretz Oyveim Lo Mastiv Lo Galtim L'Chalosom Is Yirmi Afilu B'Shas Aperonios Lo Omar Elo Hoysa Ka'almona V'Lo Almona Mamish Ke'almona Ki isha shaholach baylo levdina sayom v'dayto lachzor eileha. U'kemoshe irilonu b'shibu mitzrayim shesavalnu kama yisurim v'kama shibu v'inui v'kodesh baruch v'rachmav harabim hirba niflosov mofsosov b'paro b'chol mitzrayim v'otzionu v'yad roma kenu osid lasos b'golos hamachudish hazeh Bikol Shar Golios Asher Savalnu Bidoros Shaovru Kamen Tzoros V'Kamen Yisurin V'Gozu Oleim Kamen Gzeros V'Chudoshos V'Kamen Mine Shmadim V'Kamen Yisrael Shemosru Atzon La'Rigal Yichur Hashem Yisbaruch Halachas Kamen V'Kamen Shoset HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lichvol Scharenu U'Lecharish Nisim V'Niflos Li'Eni Agoyim Yosef V'Yosef V'Yitzias Mitzrayim. It means that the miracles at the time of the ultimate Geula will be even greater than those of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in his commentary on Sukkah in the Katekemach, he mentions the Od Yesh Sipur B'Sipur HaMasos Remez Li'osid Ki Kol HaNeviim Maskimim pe echod shagula asido tia bedimion agula rishona. V'chein omer hanovi. This is the novi Michal who says ki mei tzeischa miyutrayim ar enu niflos. V'kshem shiyotzu Yisrael begula rishona miyutrayim el amidbar kem begula achrona asidim shiyetzu harbe miyisrael el amidbar. V'yavru al makomos elu v'akadosh baruch hu yinach lehem v'yichalk lehem shom k'mo sha'as l'Yisrael b'midbar. So he's saying that at the time of the ultimate Geula, many chunks or segments of the Jewish nation will go out to the Midbar and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect them. And that's what it means in the Novi, Vavesi Eschem El Midbar Ha'amim Ve'inyin Zeh Ramzo Moshe B'Torah Pi'ela Masai She'izkir Shtei Pa'amim Motz'ehem. And what is the significance of that word Motz'ehem? He means that this is going to be a remez for the future Geula. Ve'yichtov Moshe Ve'yichtov Moshe Motz'ehem L'Maseyem V'elam aseim l'motzeim k'dei lirmoz al yitzir rishon v'achron. And if you take a look in his commentary on Pesach, the Katekemach says, "Omar enu niflos." Again, the pasuk in Micha, "Al gula achron v'asida shehitia b'dimyon gulas mitzrayim." Shekein Omar Yeshaya. Kasher shoma le mitzrayim yachilu kishmo tsar bedarshu chazal kol tsar shebemikra choser bemalchus harasha hakosim medaber misha par min rishonim yifra min achronim. Is bemitzrayim dam the adom dam shenemar dam veish v'sir masoshon Mitzrayim tzvardim shekolam kosher ubaram k'siv kol shi'on meir b'Mitzrayim kenim ubiadom k'siv v'nefchu nachleo lezefes v'afora legofris b'Mitzrayim arov ubiadom k'siv v'edarshu Kosve Kofi V'Gomer. So he has these psukim one after the other to make this parallel between Mitzrayim and the ultimate Geula. And he goes through the Eser Makas and he shows that these are Makas that Kosh Baruch will bring upon the enemies of the Jewish people. It goes all the way till Makas Bechoros here in this Langa Arichus, and he writes Be'edom Ksiv Ki Rovsa Bashamayim Charbi Hine Aledam Tered Cherev Lashem Oladam. This is all going to happen to the descendants of Esav of Edom. You can also compare this to other comments of Rabbeinu Bachai. For example, in Parashas Vayechi, he writes the Acher Sheromaz Ligulas Mitzrayim Hosif Lirmos Ligula Chrono Shalachos Hayomim Lefishesteyan Domo Zulazu. The Kabbalah Bidei Anavim Shasida Gulasenu Zol Shetia B'Dimyon Gulas Mitzrayim Baharbi Inyonim Bilvad Shetia B'Tosefes Maila V'Asoga Bilvavos B'Yedias Hashem Yisbarach. If you take a look at his commentary at the beginning of Shmos, he writes V'Daki Inyoni Agolas Hazeh Rishon Remez L'Inyoni Gulasenu Zeh Ha'achron. He describes this last Golus on Omdiba Bashiba Visurim Bershus Malchus Edom the Onametzapim Li Yeshua Sashem Yisbar Ke'inyan Shaomar David HaMelech Olav Shalom Ala Inyan Azeh Nafshi LaShem Yishomrim LaBoker Shomrim LaBoker, which means Mamtinim V'chosrim Mamtinim V'im Tis'acher Agula Lov HaKol LaHosif Lanu Schar Tov U'Lehetiv Olsonim Achriseinu וכדי להוסיף פרוניוס ועונש לאוסם המשבדים אוסנו וכשם שמצינו שנדחקו להם השואה לישראל ומצרים בעיס בוא הגול הראשון לפני פארו ואומר לו בדבר בדבר השם יספוך שלח את עמי ויחוגו לי במדבר ואחרי זוס Kovdo aleihem havodo v'nisoro aleihem hasino v'nisvasva b'neihem mi'od al masha hoisa came begula seinu zos hasido v'igolus hagoel achron tis orer hasino b'na akum liyisrael v'yosifu l'shabed al shibud shivud al shibud v'yagoel nigle v'chozer v'nichse. So there'd be a gilui and then a kisui. Kidei lahasos es ha'akum. This will be a trick against the fool, the goyim. Lahakshos es libon. Shkematzinu v'gulas mitzrayim. Shenigla lehem Moshe v'chozar. V'nichse mehem. V'zeo apirush b'rabosenu zal. V'yifku. Es Moshe v'es Aaron. Acher shisha chadosh nigla kodesh baruch v'midjan v'yomal lech shuv mitzrayim abo Moshe v'midjan v'aron v'mitzrayim v'pogu behem shotrei yisrael k'shihem yotzim milifnei paro. This theme to which Rabbi Nebuchai dedicates so much of his writings and so many paragraphs after paragraphs we find reflected in the Medrash Tanchum in Bo. The Loshon HaMedrash is Kol Amako Shehevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Mitzrayim B'Mitzrayim U'Asid Lahavi Al Edom Shenemar Pasuk in Yeshaya Kasher Shema L'Mitzrayim Yochilu K'Shema Tzor Omer Abelezer Kol Mokum Shekosuv Tzor Mole B'Tzor HaMedina Kosuv Kol Mokum Shekosuv Tzor Chaser without a Vav Malchus HaKosuv Medaber. Malchus means Esav Edom Shehi Mitzero Yisrael, and they bring anguish to Yisrael. Misha Parmin or Rishon Yifarmi Edom, B'Mitzrayim Hiko B'Dom, B'Edom V'Nasati Mofsim V'Shmayim V'Aretz Dom V'Eish Hashem Sheifak L'Choshech V'Yirech L'Dom B'Mitzrayim Tzvardiyim Shaya Kolam Koshe V'Edom Kol Sha'on Me'ir Kol mehechal b'Mitzrayim kinim v'achav safar ha'oretz u'be'edom v'nefchu nicholel zefes v'afar legofris Mitzrayim orov v'edom v'irshu ha koas v'kipod v'yanshov v'orev yishkenu bo b'Mitzrayim dever u'be'edom v'nishpatati ito b'dever u'be'dam b'Mitzrayim shchin u'be'edom chomak b'soro V'hu omed al ragla v'yenov timakna b'choreim u'loshen timak b'fiim b'Mitzrayim borod. It goes on and on and on, even including makas b'choros. Then Rabbi Meir says, based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'yardu re'emim imam v'yardu romim imam Mitzrayim poral el heyem v'yakach por mehem be'edom porei min ashed. Excuse me, Asar Shalahem Tchilo V'Achkach Mehem Shenemar V'Oyo Bayom Ahu Yivkar Hashem Al Tzvo Amarom B'Amarom V'Al Malche Ha'adomo Al Ha'adomo. And in Tanit Ve'Elyo Ein Yisrael Nigolim lo mitoch hatzar, v'lo mitoch hashibud, v'lo mitoch hatiltul, v'lo mitoch hatirif, v'lo mitoch hadochak, v'lo mitoch she'em lehem mezonos, v'lo mitoch asorah b'nei odem, she'em yoshvim zeh tzol zeh, v'yiyah kol echem mehem korei v'shonem chaveru v'kolem nishma, she'neber v'har tzion v'gomer v'chem matzinu v'avoseinu arishonim shalom nigalu b'mitzrayim ela mitoch divrei Torah. Again, finding a striking parallel between Mitzrayim and the ultimate Geula. And which kind of Makis will eventually be brought by Kodesh Baruch Hu on the Umas HaOlam. So if you take a look in the Paris Yosef on the Agoda Shel Pesach, he writes, L'siyum inyan ha-makos etik dover nechme mitoroso shel kvod Kodsho Moron Admur, Zecher Tzadim Kodsho Vroch, Mishomri Amunim, Balach Huki Chaim, Sheheir, Vehodich Sivu Parshas Bo, Vayal HaArbe, Vayanach Bechol Gvul Mitzrayim, Lefon of Loha Ekein Arbe Kamo, Vayachar of Lohia Kein, Vachain Vimakas Bechoris Ksiv, Vaisa Tzok, Gedol Bechol, Eretz Mitzrayim, Vukamo Lo Tosif, ובכל שערי המקס לא נמר כזוס, כי הנה מובה בזור הקודש שכל המקס הלולו יחולו על ראש האומוס העולם גם ליאוסין, אבל אפשר, כי שתי המקס הנזכר לאל, הנזכרס לאל, לא יהיה צורך מהם, the last two, there would be no need for them, and that's the case of Arbe and Makas Bechoros. And he writes, "Behu behektei mas deikol edagdeik bas simonim shenosan Rabbi Yehuda tzach adash v'achav lechor al pi sidurin beparshuson yishoyim lechalik asima de tzach adash achav ki makas bar nichtu beparshus va'era umakas arba beparshus bo sa arba and Barad should be separate. Ubibnei ma nichlu yachet Barad v'arba in Biachav. Ela, to move a medrash tanchuma al aposuk umatar lo nitach arzo shenishar toli v'avir ad eis hasid lovo shaz yamte al shoyim pachim pachim. Now pizos nira lomar ki mishum hachi hifzik kan HaParashim HaMakas HaBorad LiArba V'Chdei LaHoros Al Afsokas HaBorad BiOdom Tluyim BiAvir Moshe Ramaznu Kvar BaPosuk Hinni Mamtir Ka'eis Mochel Yachar Zman LiYosid Lovo Borad Kaved Miyoda Shalohoya Nitan Od Achshav Arza V'Nisharu Tluyim V'Chule U'Lefichach Namilo Nuku Achita V'Kosemes Ki afelos heina v'haya tzorch b'makas ha'arba lechol es kol asher hishya borad ach le'osid lovo kishiyuta kol borad arzo lo yishar shum yerek u'memela sulo tia tzorch b'makas ha'arba k'mo chen al derech hazeh b'makas b'choriz nemer v'kamohu hainu al ofen hazeh shiyamusu ach ha'b'chorim levadom Lo tosif li osid lovo kanema poskin ovadio velo yes sorid le base esov vachinam iksiv ki esa kola bechol agoyim asher yichrusu viavodu mi bilti lahashir sorid is bimheira viomenu amen.